Hello, this is Scott again with part two of our post-rapture emergency message teaching series. If you have not yet listened to part one, I suggest you do so now because what we will be discussing here builds on that previous message. Along with Gary, I have the privilege of helping walk you through the most important decision you will ever make, how to become a true follower of Jesus Christ. This step of faith will lead to forgiveness and assurance of salvation in God's eyes. And it's important to phrase it that way because man-made religious traditions lead to a false understanding of how to be saved. So let me begin by sharing a few important things to remember. First, Gary and I are here to encourage, inform, and assist you in this life-changing commitment. You'll find yourself letting go of religious rules and traditions and fully relying on belief and faith in what Jesus has already accomplished. It's not about us. It's about Jesus. Adding to that, this decision of faith is between you and God only. No one can control or manipulate you. You have free will. This is your decision entirely. You are literally being invited to enter into a relationship with Jesus Christ. Millions of believers have already done so, including me. Second, your statement of faith is not about praying perfect words. It's about praying from your heart. What is needed is for you to tell God in your own words that you have sinned and done things that have not met His perfect and holy standard, that you are sorry for what you've done, that you fully realize your need for His forgiving touch and unconditional love, that you believe the Bible is true, and that you desire to commit your life to live for Him, which in part means you're willing to learn and grow and tell others about your new faith. The time you are in is a very desperate and evil time. You are in the last days, and your number one need is salvation in Jesus Christ. That is the real answer to the plight that you find yourself in. It is critical to understand how to finish well in these last days. It is impossible to recover from being left behind after the rapture unless you come to repentance and faith in Christ. You should desire to finish well, and the only way to do so is to be found in Christ. Third, know deep down that sincere salvation decisions are irrevocable. That means God is not going to change His mind about loving you. Now Satan, a fallen angel and the enemy of God, does not want you to believe that. The Bible says that he is the father of lies and deception and seeks to kill, steal, and destroy that which God loves. And Satan will, in the days ahead, attack your mind. He will try to make you doubt and that you are not saved, and that your early steps of faith are a figment of your imagination. Don't yield to Satan's devices, but yield to the Holy Spirit in all regards. Among the lies Satan will whisper to you are, you're not worthy, you're not good enough, the Bible is not true, God really doesn't love you. I'm telling you now that you are listening to this emergency message because God wanted you to hear this message. He is literally reaching out to you right now because He wants you to enter into a relationship with Him right here, right now. If you are sincere about entering into a relationship with Him, God will establish an eternal relationship with you. He is able and willing to save you. And finally, know this, becoming a Christ follower is not something people do once and then forget about, treating it as a form of fire insurance or as a way to get to heaven. No, we're describing a relationship with Christ. He is the Son of God and member of the Trinity, co-equal to the Father and Holy Spirit. Although salvation happens immediately when you believe and surrender to Christ, your new relationship with Him involves getting to know Him through reading the Word of God. And as we do so, we undergo a maturing process that takes time as we individually grow into Christ-likeness. Let me expand on that because this is very important, and Gary and I want to make sure you understand this well. You should not think, once upon a time I made a decision for Christ, and therefore I'm good to go. No, the term Christ follower should be thought of in the present active tense. I am continuously in relationship with Jesus Christ, actively pursuing faith and belief in God, growing as a believer and developing a willingness to help and serve others. Make getting a Bible a very high priority and read it so your new faith can grow. May I recommend starting in the New Testament, perhaps focusing initially on John, then continue reading into Revelation. We have many resources available on the Rapture Kit that will help you along the way. Now, a Christian does not just know about God. They actively live for God and sacrifice for God and witness for God, and if necessary, will lay down their life as a martyr for God. I am so sorry to tell you this, but the Bible predicts that Christ followers will be persecuted and many will perish. In the back of your mind, you may have already felt a sense of dread along these lines. You will witness wave after wave of God's judgments that will confirm the peril you are in. During the 7-year tribulation period, about half of the world's populations will perish and the earth will be devastated. Many supernatural signs will be seen that will force you to choose. Choose Jesus Christ, not the Antichrist. Choose truth. Do not take the mark of the beast and do not be deceived by miraculous signs that are designed to overwhelm your sense of judgment and that contradict the Word of God. Many spectacular things will be witnessed by the entire world. Be very cautious. Choose life through your relationship with Jesus Christ so that if you die by starvation or pestilence or war or persecution, you will be with us in heaven. It will not be easy, but it is what you must resolve to do. Yielding to Christ is the single most important thing you can do. It's not something Gary and I can do for you. You, my dear friend, must seek God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and come to Him now. Finally, enter into this relationship with Jesus knowing that much will be expected of you. You do not have to be perfect. None of us are. In fact, God knows you will fall short and stumble, probably many times. But you do have to be committed to get back up when you fall and try again. An athlete runs the race. A musician plays the songs, and a Christian lives for the Lord. Now let me turn this over to Gary, who will lead you through a simple 3-step prayer to become a Christian.
Thank you, Scott. God in His mercy has made the process of becoming a Christian incredibly easy. It begins with humble, childlike faith. Some say it's easy as ABC. Let me share the ABCs of salvation. A in the ABC acronym stands for admit. You must admit you are a sinner and that you need God's forgiveness. You must acknowledge your sins to God as best you can. Pray and ask Jesus to bring to mind how you have not been what God wanted you to be. Admit and acknowledge that you are a sinner and have been disobedient to God. Acknowledge your faults. Admit your need for a Savior. But know this, we are all sinners. We have all done wrong. Every person on earth needs God's forgiveness. Every person needs a Savior. That's why Jesus came. Romans 3:23 notes that we have all fallen short of the glory of God. But John 3:16 notes that God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, Jesus. And whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but will have eternal or everlasting life. That's a wonderful truth. Believe it. And this leads us to the second letter in the acronym. B stands for believe. We must believe that Jesus is God's only Son, just as the Bible says. We must believe that He came to earth, that He was born of a virgin, that He lived a sinless life, that He went to the cross, and that He rose from the dead on the third day. We must believe that Jesus can forgive us so that we can stand blameless before God and be granted eternal life. You must believe this with all of your heart and mind, just as Scott and I have for many decades. Also, we must believe that the Bible is true, that Jesus came to earth 2,000 years ago, and recently he came in the clouds to catch up his faithful followers in the rapture. You have just witnessed this event. You know that the Bible is true, and that Bible prophecy accurately informs us as to what will come next. We must also believe that Jesus is coming again at the end of the 7-year tribulation period, and at that time he will bring an end to the reign of evil on earth. And C stands for commitment. Not only must Christ followers believe in Jesus, we must also commit to live for Jesus. Christians must commit their time, their gifts, their money, their efforts, absolutely everything to the service of Jesus Christ. This is how you will finish well. Christians live for Christ and not for self. Christians must be committed to walking a new path with different or new pursuits and priorities and passions than they had before they committed their life to Jesus. You must understand that when you accept Christ, the Holy Spirit will indwell you and supernaturally help you. When you become a Christian, you are changed. The Bible says you are born again of the Spirit. You become a, quote, new creation. With the Spirit in you and guiding you, you will begin to experience a renewed and more healthy heart and mind. These are unconditional and unmerited gifts of God. You can't earn them. To faithful believers, God freely gives them. As a result, you will grow in sanctification, which means you will grow in being set apart to live a new, different, better, and more holy life. A truly committed Christian will resist and avoid the old ways. Elements of the old life that did not honor Jesus Christ should be purged. A true Christ follower is committed to doing their very best to learn and grow and live for Him. Now, if you would like to make a commitment to believe in Jesus right now and receive His forgiving touch and commit to live a new and better life with and for Him, then formalize your decision by praying with me right now. Pray out loud. Pray from your heart. Pray with a sincere heart. You can repeat what I say, or you can pray in your own words as the Spirit leads you. A perfect prayer is not about perfect words. It's about pouring out your heart before the Lord. So, though you do not have to pray these exact words, I do encourage you to pray along with me. Scott and I want to help you in this most important next step. So let's pray together. God, I admit that I have done wrong. I admit that I need you. God, please forgive me. I believe in Jesus. I believe He is my Savior and Lord. I believe Jesus came and rose from the dead. I want to receive your gift of forgiveness and eternal life. Help me, Lord, to commit my life to you. Help me, Lord, to live for you from this moment forward. Amen. If you sincerely expressed that prayer, you can know that God has forgiven you and has given you the gift of eternal life. The Bible says, I write these things to you so you would believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. That's from 1 John 5:13. Congratulations on your new life in Christ. You are now on a new path. You have missed the rapture, but you have been given a second chance. Make it count. In this pivotal point in history, you are about to embark on a new and incredible mission. Click on part 3 of this post-rapture emergency message, and Scott and I will share a few thoughts on what you need to know and do. We will briefly share what you need to be prepared for and how to download the 24 or so gigabytes of material that will help you grow in Christ. We want you to know how to grow in your new faith. We want you to know what's coming and how to live for the Lord in these critical last days.